Hello everyone, my name is Fang Xia, and the topic of my paper is clinical features and prognostic factors of duodenal neuroendocrine tumors, a comparative study of ampullary and non-ampullary regions. We know duodenal neuroendocrine tumors DNAs are rare neoplasms. However, the incidence of DNAs has been increasing in recent years, especially as an incidental finding during endoscopic study. Regrettably, there are five studies on the clinical features and survival analysis of DNAs. The purpose of our study was to analyze the clinical characteristics and prognostic factors of patients with duodenal neuroendocrine tumors. Concrete method was the clinic dates of DNAs diagnosis in the first flighted hospital of Air Force Military Medical University from June 2011 to July 2022 were collected. Neuroendocrine tumor located in the ampullary area of the duodenum were divided into the ampullary region group, neuroendocrine tumors in any part of the duodenum outside of the ampullary area was divided into the non-ampullary region group. Using a retrospective study in the clinical characteristic of the two groups and the risk factors affecting the survival of DNAs patients were analyzed. There was the way got 29 patients were confirmed to have DNAs during the study period, including 7 patients with tumor in the ampullary regions and 22 patients with tumor in the non-ampullary regions. When diagnosed, the clinical symptoms of the ampullary region group was mainly abdominal pain, while those of the non-ampullary region group were mainly abdominal distension. There were difference in the composition of staging of tumor between the two groups, with non-ampullary stage 2 tumor being the main stage after diagnosis of DNAs. The survival rate of ampullary region group was 40.3%, which was lower than that of 72.7% in the non-ampullary region group. The survival time of the ampullary region group was shorter than that of non-ampullary region group. The median survival time of the ampullary region group was 10 months, and that of non-ampullary region group was 451 months. Multivariate analysis showed that tumor in the ampullary region was not surgical treatment after diagnosis were independent risk factors for the survival of denied patients. Further analysis of non-ampullary denied patients showed that the survival time of patients with a tumor diameter less than 2 cm was longer than that of patients with a tumor diameter greater than or equal to 2 cm. As a following up, 6 patients who died of non-ampullary DNAs had a tumor diameter that was greater than 2 cm, and 3 patients in stage 4 and liver metastasis. Patients with a tumor diameter less than 2 cm underwent surgical treatments and worse was after surgery. The conclusion was surgical treatment is a protective factor for prolonging the survival of denied patients. Compared to denies in the ampullary regions, patients in the non-ampullary region group has a long survival period. The liver is the organ most susceptible to distant metastasis of non-ampullary denies. That's all of my research. Thank you.